We're talking here today with Victoria Asmus, a softball player for the Ottoman Wheelers who signed to play softball over in Morningside. Victoria, first of all, congratulations on signing, and thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Victoria, let's just start with the whole process of you wanting to go play softball in college. When did that process start for you?
I would say that it's always kind of been like a dream of mine. And then kind of as like junior year hit, I still didn't have any offers. Mm-hmm. And then Morningside reached out to me a few months back, and their coach said that they were still looking for some spots to fill. So I was kind of in contact with them and then went up and visited, and I kind of just fell in love with the program, and they also had the academic program that I want to go into.
Absolutely. So you say this has been a dream for you for a long time. Growing up, was there a specific team you followed and had dreams of competing for?
I've always been an Oklahoma fan, but they're pretty much the ones that I followed watching on TV and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Great program to watch. I'm a little bit bummed you didn't say the Iowa Hawkeyes, but that's okay. but the whole thing, too, so you say that, you know, the team reached out to you, that had a couple of spots open. What was sort of the process like for you? Did you go out and visit Morningside? Was there other schools you were looking at? Just describe kind of the process at that point.
So I was looking at a few other schools not to play softball at, and I had visited Morningside just one time, but I didn't meet with the coach or anything. Mm-hmm. And they really weren't a top pick at that point. And then I was on the phone call with my admissions counselor, and she informed me that that the softball coach had saw that I had been playing softball and wanted to meet with me. So the softball coach contacted me, and we had emailed back and forth a few times, and then she encouraged me to come take another look at the college. So I went up there again with my parents, mm-hmm. and we kind of looked more at the things that I was interested in on campus, mm-hmm. and then that's pretty much when I fell in love with it and realized that they had the same programs that I was looking for. I just didn't get to see those the first time.
Yeah, and what were some of the programs or the program you're looking to get into?
I'm planning on double majoring in special ed and elementary ed.
So. All right, wow, double majoring. So what kind of drove the decision to one, double major in that, but two, kind of go that route?
I've always wanted to be a teacher, I feel like. And then once I got older, some teachers kind of pushed me into looking into special ed, and elementary ed isn't something that I completely want to give up yet, but I'm definitely into special education now, so I'm just going to plan on getting both majors done at the same time, and then I will be able to pick from there which one I want to go into.
There you go. Kill two birds with one stone in one fatal swoop. That is going to be awesome. So obviously, Morningside, beautiful campus that they have over in Sioux City. So obviously, you talk about, you know, the major that they have, and now you're going to have the chance to play softball. Was there any other aspects from Morningside's campus or even just the university in general that really drove you and made you feel comfortable making the decision to go to Morningside?
I really like their small campus feel. It kind of makes me feel like I'm still in Audubon, but it's also bigger and far enough away from home that I can kind of venture out by myself.
I was going to say, you get enough alone time from yourself, but if you need to come home and do laundry, you have the opportunity to do that.
Yes.
So, Victoria, also, you know, you've been playing softball for a couple of years at this point. Talk to me just about the experience of playing softball for the Wheelers. What has it been like, and what have been some things you've learned from your teammates and your coaches there?
Yeah, I'd say probably one of my favorite things is just how much we've grown as a team over the years. I feel like we're a very close-knit group of friends, and that we all get along outside of softball, and we all do things together outside of softball. So that's been really great. And then also just like learning, like I've had Deb as a coach forever. Mm-hmm. And so I think she started coaching me in middle school. And so like just like having her also come up to the high school level with me, that's been really cool also.
Yeah, absolutely right. And kind of a big question I want to ask you, but sports is an aspect of high school life where you get to be a part of something bigger than yourself. So the question I wanted to ask you is, how has softball / athletics impacted your life?
Yeah, it's taught me that hard work pays off, definitely, and that if you're not going to put in the work, then it's not going to pay off. And you see that during games. So definitely just like going to practice and working your hardest has really paid off, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely right. And one last thing before we let you go. Do you have any advice you'd give to any of the up-and-coming high school students who are considering playing sports?
Definitely go out. You learn a lot of things. And even if you're not sure on the sport, you're going to take away a lot of things from it. And you're going to make a ton of friends just by going out. And you might hang with people that you never thought you might. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Victoria, once again, congratulations on signing to Morningside College. Hopefully we'll catch up with you during your college career, and hopefully you'll have some great playing time. Good luck, and we'll hopefully talk to you as soon as possible.
Perfect. Thank you.